this is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we, again, kick off hour number two, want to talk to you about whatever you might want to discuss. It is up to you if you make the call. Otherwise, we will bring up some interesting stories, including this one from Reuters, New York. Three former Drug Enforcement Administration agents filed a $55 million defamation lawsuit against a movie studio. Movie group that made American Gangster, which I have heard, by the way, is very good. I've not actually seen it. It's about American criminals, drug dealers, and I guess police corruption. And the
Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
He sure can act.
The film follows the rise and fall of former Harlem heroin kingpin Frank Lucas, portrayed by Denzel. His empire undercut the price and quality of heroin sold by the mafia, and when he was caught, Lucas turned informant. Former DEA agents Luis Diaz, Gregory Kornloff, and Jack Toll said NBC Universal, the owner of Universal Studios, falsely claimed the movie was based on a true story and misrepresented the event surrounding Lucas and New Jersey detective Richard Roberts, depicted by Russell Crowe. The movie hurt the agents' reputations by falsely claiming in text at the end that a collaboration between Lucas and Roberts, quote, led to the convictions of three-quarters of New York City's Drug Enforcement Agency, unquote, agents between 1973 and 1985, according to the suit, which seeks class action status. The suit says, with this utterly false and defamatory statement, the defendant has ruined and impugned the reputations of these honest and courageous public servants in the eyes of millions of people.
Blah, blah, blah.
So this is essentially the DEA agent saying, oh, the Hollywood people are making us look like corrupt scumbags.
My God, how did they manage to convict three-quarters of the force? Perhaps they were corrupt scumbags. Perhaps the corruption rose to the ranks, and you didn't stick around if you weren't corrupt, because the corrupt people wouldn't let you.
NBC Universal, owned by General Electric, denied the allegations, saying American Gangster does not defame these or any federal agents. The end legend specifically refers to members of New York City's Drug Enforcement Agency, not the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, where the plaintiffs formerly worked. We believe the lawsuit is entirely without merit, said NBC Universal. The lawsuit said the public believed the film's text referred to federal DEA agents, not police officers, and regardless, no New York police officers were convicted as a result of Lucas's cooperation.
But they were accused.
I guess. The movie starring Oscar winners Washington and Crowe grossed $127 million, so they're only asking for half.
Mm.
They only want half of that that gross. According to the lawsuit...
You know what I'd like for my DEA agents to protect me from corrupt cops? I'm not so worried about marijuana smokers. Thanks.
Yeah. I'd like the DEA to just shut itself down and go the hell away. They're useless. They just ruin people's lives. People that, in many cases, haven't ever harmed another person. Anyway, the suit seeks to stop the film's distribution or change the text at the end of the film and turn over all of its profits to a fund for federal DEA agents. These people are out of control. So much for freedom of speech in America. So much for the freedom to make a movie, a fictional movie, based on a true story. When, you know, just here's a news flash for these idiots in the DEA. When you see a movie that says based on a true story, that's what it means. It's based on a true story. It doesn't mean every single event depicted in the movie is 100% true and factual. It means that in order to make this more interesting for Hollywood and our movie-going audiences today, we may have taken the liberty to embellish a few things. We may have taken the liberty to fill in gaps. Yeah. To fill out the story, to make it more persuasive.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like this that like these guys have any standing at all. They're with the USD DEA. This is about the New York DEA. Mm-hmm. They have no standing. Shut up. Sit down. Shut up. Thank you.
The
goodbye.
DEA was not immediately available for comment. The lawyer for the plaintiff said the only reason people went to see the film is because they thought it was a true story when it was really a pack of lies. Well, I think people went to see the film because they heard it was entertaining. Now, because it was a true story.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in Washington. People are going to go see that anyway.
There may be some people out there that
can smear himself in finger paint and do an interpretive dance. People are going to go watch it.
Some of these people may have gone to see it because it was based on a true story, but I imagine it'd be less than 1% of its viewing audience. So just to give you an example of who these people are, these money-hungry, corrupt DEA agents will do whatever they can to get their hands on cash. It doesn't matter if it's raiding medical marijuana facilities in California, stealing all their marijuana in cash, and not arresting the proprietor so he'll go and open up another store and they can raid him again and take more marijuana in cash, or in this case, file some ludicrous lawsuit against NBC for making a fictional film based on a true story. And as you said, Mark, didn't even have anything to do with the DEA.
Not the USDA.
Reputations! Wait a minute. Now, are you telling me these DEA agents are going to get fired from the DEA as a result of the damage to their reputation?
So it's not going to affect them income-wise?
No, it's not going to get them fired. The DEA is not going to fire bureaucrats over what some Hollywood movie said. Their careers and their incomes are not in jeopardy whatsoever. If people look at them funny because they're DEA agents, that's because they're DEA agents. And most people that have sense know they're scum of the earth. 1-800-259-9231. Get a real job. Why don't you go after some real criminals that actually harm somebody, like murderers or rapists? Oh, no. You have to go after the drug dealers because they're ruining America's culture. Oh, wait. The drug dealers wouldn't have any drugs to sell if Americans, run-of-the-mill Americans, weren't out there on the streets buying them. So those are people that are just filling a need in the marketplace. The marketplace is demanding drugs. These people are filling it, and the DEA guys are like vultures. Well, they come in there, and they take, and they take, and they ruin people's lives and put them in prison. What? Your reputation? Your reputation is scum, and no Hollywood movie is going to bring it up or bring it down any significant percentage.
Well, the drug dealers, they're filling a need, but, you know, they are criminals. By law, they're not criminals in the same way that Al Capone was a criminal. They'll shoot people.
Some of them will
shoot people over what they do.
Some will. Not all.
Look, alcohol was illegal then. Now, nobody's getting shot over the sale of alcohol, the possession of alcohol, perhaps because people drink it. Yeah, mm-hmm. that might be so. But you would have the same issues with drugs if they were legal, except that, you know, nobody smokes pot and shoots anybody. They only drink alcohol and shoot people.
Yeah.
So we've got the most dangerous drug out there. It's legal. The rest of them, which are far less dangerous, are illegal. Riddle me that.
That's a great one. 1-800-259-9231.
Is it because they're addictive? Because cigarettes are addictive. Mm. Everything about the drug war you can compare to either alcohol or cigarettes. Because alcohol is an extraordinarily mind-altering substance, and it makes people violent. Very violent.
So, yeah, is the excuse that it shifts your perspective, that it alters your state? Because alcohol alters your state like crazy.
And is it because it alters it greatly and alcohol only does a little? That's because you only have two or three drinks.
Yeah,
try drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels and see how messed up you are.
So you're right, Mark. I mean, there's not anything anyone can say to this because the DEA's position is completely indefensible. They really are nothing more than a gang of thugs going around, pushing people around and stealing from people. And now they want to cash in from NBC Universal because they made a movie. Ludicrous.
Anything that has to do with drugs, they should have their hands in it and be able to shove money in their pockets while no one's looking. Apparently.
Right. Apparently, if you're going to go and make a movie about drug dealers and corrupt cops, or just cops in general, I don't know if these guys were corrupt, but, you know, it's the DEA. Odds are good.
Did the cops get money when they put out Serpico? I mean, come on.
So if you're going to make a movie about corrupt cops and drug dealers, apparently now the DEA would like you to run it by them first. Maybe from now on they'll have the Congress pass a law that requires all Hollywood movies in regards to drug use or dealing have to go to the DEA to get strict approval.
I'll bet this money that's for this lawsuit is coming from the police union and not out of these cops' pockets.
Bet you're right about that. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Speaking of cops, did you find that dog story, Mark?
Yep.
All right. More
dogs.
Hey, they love to shoot your dog. If they're nearby and your dog's around, and the cops are feeling scared, they'll just shoot them.
Guard them with your life.
Sometimes even if they're not scared, they'll claim they're scared and they'll get away with it. We'll give you that story on the way and take control. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Wheel Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. Over 1,500 pages have been created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there and change whatever you want. Wiki. freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We'll give you the story about the dog-killing cops here in a few moments. But first, we got a Frank in Florida listening on WFTL. Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys, and I just, you know, when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I thought for sure at this day and age, this is about maybe 25, 30 years ago, that by now drugs would be legalized. And it seems like they're never going to be legalized, unfortunately. And I wanted to get your feelings about that, too, because do you think it's an impossibility? Do you think it's actually going to happen one day? What are your feelings about it?
It's an excellent question, and I totally understand where you're coming from. You would think that if people had any sense in their heads, they'd be paying attention to this issue and getting active on it, but it's really happening way slower than it should. I mean, we're seeing a trend in the right direction. It's just going so slow. You've got now 13 states. I believe it's 13, maybe 14, but definitely 13 states that have medical marijuana provisions that have been passed by mostly initiative, ballot initiative, but also some legislatures have passed it as well. You've seen some decriminalization efforts as well. Instead of, for instance, in some states and localities, instead of arresting marijuana users, they can now hand out fines. I believe that's what the case is in New York City. For
instance. Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It's not just about marijuana. It's about, you know, other drugs, you know,
sure,
that if they were controlled and legalized, then at least we would be able to control the dosage and people wouldn't be overdosing.
Absolutely.
So much. And
the cost
would be more of an acceptable, you know, scenario like alcohol.
Sure.
Just because, you see, the problem, I think, that when people go out and advocate legalizing of drugs, they think that we're trying to legalize, you know, drugs, everybody can be using them and people can be abusing them. And just the opposite, just because we want them legalized doesn't mean that we agree that people should take them. It's just the same way as alcohol. Alcohol,
sure,
is legalized. Cigarettes are legalized.
Right.
But doesn't mean that we advocate that people should be driving around drunk. And
we understand. It's just harm reduction. Yeah, we understand. Those of us that know a thing about this war on drugs and know drug users, we understand that regardless of its illegal or legal status, people are going to do drugs. And it doesn't help them to put them in jail cells for 5, 10,
ridiculous.
15,
how,
20
how much,
years.
What statistics would show how much of our jail system is occupied by drug offenders.
Significant
if they were legalized, you would tend to think that the police forces could be reduced, that jails would be, you know, half full.
You've just
hit on the issue,
though.
Statistics on this?
They don't want the police. They don't want to fire police. God knows how difficult it is to get rid of a bureaucrat once you've got them. I mean, there's unions involved.
I would say, fine, keep them all on anyway. I'm not even interested in whether or not they're left go or not. But let them do other things in life. That
yeah, investigate real
society.
Crimes like murder and rape and arson.
Right. How many unsolved murders are there in your town right now while they're out
most
handing out speeding tickets?
Well, I can
and,
tell you that.
Getting pot smokers.
I can tell you most of the murders are unsolved. A vast supermajority of the murders are unsolved.
And
because
why
the cops
are
out ticketing people for speeding
and so on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm saying why are there so many murders? I bet many of them are from drug deals and from,
absolutely,
you know, from criminals. And, you know, what about, it's unfortunate the people who get arrested, are they just the little guys, the big kingpin people, are people who are behind the scenes and even know who they are. It could be, you know, famous people.
Yeah, they say it's a lot of people allege that the CIA brings in drugs and all those kinds of things. I wonder where those.
What about in Afghanistan? The war, you know, in Afghanistan is centered around with the Taliban drugs and the illegality. If those were all legal, the Taliban would be out of business.
Yeah, they could make it here in America. The American businessmen,
right,
and women that would be profiting instead of the criminals.
Drug laws think, support terrorism.
You know, it's interesting when you look
true
at this issue.
That's
you
exactly
you really
right
have to
drug
ask
laws
yourself.
Support terrorism.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself what's going through the head of the police. Are they really just so ignorant that they don't understand that what they're doing is counterproductive? Or is it that the police like the money they get from the war on drugs? Do they like the extra
well,
money?
Well,
do they
you,
like
I
the.
I mean, I used to smoke, you know, marijuana years ago when I was a kid, well, you know, in college.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I don't want to be around it because it's illegal. So I'm. Not that I don't favor legalizing it, but I don't want to get caught up in that horrendous system in which, God forbid, you get caught doing some drugs or you're possessing it, that you're now in this system. It could be in jail for 5, 10, 20 years for just, you know, possessing a small amount.
It is just
I don't get
out
caught
of
up
control.
In it. I think a lot of people aren't doing the drugs, you know, or not involved in the system because they're afraid. And I think the police officers, God bless them, many of them probably are just following the law of trying to go out and do their job, you know?
Yeah, well, that to me is part of the problem, that so many law enforcement officers are willing to enforce this law. Luckily, more and more of them are now coming out publicly. They're joining organizations like Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which, by the way, for any law enforcement officers listening to the show tonight, recommend you pull up this on your little in-car laptop.
Leap.cc?
Yeah, leap.cc, L-E-A-P, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. There are more and more current active duty officers and a whole lot of retired officers that have joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They're available to speak to local groups to talk about why it makes sense to end this insanity and re-legalize drugs in America.
And they have an anonymous membership so that, you know, people won't necessarily...
Right. How sad is this,
Greg? It's like so many people have a vested interest in keeping the drugs illegal.
They sure
not
do.
Not just to keep people... I mean, look, if most people have a heart, I pray, and that we see these drug addicts on the street, you know, dying and overdosing on bad drugs, I mean, that's not still going on when they're legal. What's going to happen if they're legalized? They think it's going to get worse, but it's going to be opposite.
It is going to be opposite. In the same way that we have completely functional addicts in cigarette smokers, we have completely functional addicts in alcoholics, we'd have completely functional addicts in heroin addicts.
And they wouldn't be afraid to go to get treatment.
Yep.
Just like an alcoholic, they're not afraid, you know, to go out and get treatment. There are places around, you know.
The fact is, Frank, the people that are on our side of this issue, the people in favor of re-legalization of drugs, we are standing on principle. Our position is correct. It's the humane position.
Exactly.
It's the one that's right. And the fact is, these cops that support the war on drugs and the government bureaucrats and the politicians, they don't want to even debate this. They don't want to even talk about it because they know they're going to get crushed. They know they're going
to be... I don't even know if they even have the mentality to know that legalizing the drugs doesn't mean that we want everybody to go do drugs. It just means that it's a more humane way to deal with the drug issue.
They're listening right now. Do you understand? they're
right.
Hearing what we say. They won't call. They won't defend their position because they're cowards.
It's indefensible.
They can't.
They want to keep the gravy train going as
really
long as possible. It's all about the money and graft.
Does it really help society? Do they even know it and can see beyond the illegalization of drugs?
Humans, I don't know.
Humans are very self-serving, and I'm sorry. It's the right thing to do, yeah. And a lot of cops would realize it if they soul search.
I can tell you this, Frank, and we're short on time here, but I can tell you that we've spoken with former police officers, including Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. They knew there was a certain point at which they knew that what they were doing was wrong, but they kept doing it anyway because they got a rush. Many of them got rushes off of busting people, kicking in doors, arresting people. Yep, they're adrenaline addicts, and they're junkies just like anybody else. Thanks for the call tonight. You made some great points. Agree completely. 800-259-9231. Cops killing dogs. We'll come back with that and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round.
Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can take control, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. You can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. And I can tell you, Mark, I did not want to get out of my SavvyRest tonight before the show.
It's darn comfy.
Yep, was napping after my hike up the mountain, and I'm surprisingly a little more lucid than I expected to be, so it must have been a good nap and a testament to the Savvy Rest. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Cops shooting dogs still on the way, but first we talk to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. This is your native up in the northern tundra.
Welcome to the show, Kevin. What's on your mind tonight?
Below.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we're not going outside too much, and it's helping me with my newest addiction, listen to you guys. I turned you guys on about 5 days ago, and now this is the fifth night in a row I find myself listening to you and being intrigued with your conversation.
Kevin, how'd you find us?
On the Internet, actually. On the Internet and also through GCN.
Okay, excellent.
And it's been very enjoyable. And a couple things I wanted to bring up is, I don't know if you heard about the guy in Minnesota who got tased and died.
Which one?
Yeah.
There's been so many people.
I got him.
Exactly. Well, the gentleman who was in a car accident, and I think there was like 5 cops that now on administrative leave.
Mm.
And
which, by the way, just so you know, administrative leave means they get paid to sit out and not do any work.
Exactly.
Sweet deal. Isn't it great to be a cop?
Right, and it's kind of that whole abundance of testosterone, or my question was, how could they not subdue this guy with 5 of them there, and they needed to tase him to the point of death?
But they're taser happy. I mean, what? He was in a car accident and they decided to tase him? What was the story?
Well, they haven't came out with more of the story. What it was is that he was in a car accident, that somehow he was irate or upset,
uncooperative,
and he got tased and then died on the way to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And this is outside of, it was either in Minneapolis or in St. Paul. I can't recall exactly, but this was just within the last week of occurrence.
Yeah, the guy's name is Mark Buckland. He was 29 years old, and he was breathing but unconscious when paramedics arrived.
Right.
So, he was fine when the cops showed up, but by the time the paramedics were there, he's lying on the ground, unconscious.
We've seen this story so many times.
Many, many times.
It's the fact is that tasers are not being used for what their original intent was. Their original intent was that they be used in place of lethal force in a situation where close to lethal force was necessary to subdue a suspect or somebody that they're trying to arrest. And the fact is, nowadays, the police in many states and many localities are using the taser as pain compliance. If you don't do what the officer says, whether it's, you know, get your license out or answer a question or whatever it is, I mean, it just depends on how uppity the officer is feeling that day. If you don't do it, there's a good chance they're going to tase you over it. And there's very little that will usually ever happen to these guys, because the department, 9 times out of 10, maybe even more than 9 out of 10 times, comes back and says, well, we've reviewed the story, and it seems that our officers were operating by the book. They're completely allowed to tase you if you don't do what they demand. And it's just disgusting. These people, it's going back to what we were talking about earlier with the cops. They get off on this stuff. I mean, believe it or not, they do. I understand there's some good cops out there that they're very judicious with their use of force, but many of them are adrenaline junkies that really like to see people in pain. They like to see this stuff happen. They get a thrill off of pulling that trigger. We've read quotes from cops on internet forums just salivating over the opportunity to tase somebody.
And then another thing I wanted to add, when you were talking about the cannabis, well, I like to call it cannabis because I hate the double story of the marijuana or hemp issue. I think it's cannabis. And I am such an advocate that I have my own nonprofit. It's called cannabisresolution.com. Mm. And
that?
We're trying to get the reservation that I'm enrolled in, trying to grow industrial cannabis.
Oh, nice.
But as you were talking earlier, there are decent cops. And back when I was smoking, some of the best smoke I ever got was from cops.
That's because they have the evidence locker.
Exactly. But this is the irony that I cannot understand, is the DEA says that they cannot distinguish a plant grown for THC content or an industrial plant. Now, an industrial plant is grown, each plant is grown within 5 to 8 inches of each other. A plant grown for the whole purpose of getting THC is grown between 2 and 3 feet from each other. Yet they're not able to distinguish the two. Yet they can distinguish opium poppy seeds.
They're just lying scum, that's all. We know better than that.
And any time that you have, industrial hemp versus, pot, right near each other, the fact is that the plants are going to corrupt each other, and the pot plant's going to be destroyed by the industrial hemp plant anyway. You can't grow those things next to each other. There's no confusion there.
With cross-pollination.
Right.
And we talk about how we want to get rid of our dependence on oil. 60,000 byproducts that can be made by the cannabis plant. And this means all plastic products and all petroleum products can be taken care of.
We can run our cars on
the right
stuff.
The DEA would have you believe that if hemp were legalized, that the hippies would be out in the fields chopping down the hemp plant.
Industrial pot plants.
Rolling them up into joints and trying to get high off of them, which, of course, anybody that knows anything about hemp knows there's no THC in them.
You might as well smoke banana peels.
And then one last question. Did you guys hear about the gentleman up in North Dakota that were trying to grow the industrial cannabis?
Yeah, the farmers up there.
And the DEA, they took it to a federal court or a state court, and the state court threw it out and said, this needs to go to a federal court. And I've been trying to get a legislation up in this area to back these guys up and get it to the federal courts, but they won't allow it. They would rather be more worried about how much baseball players are juicing up with steroids than a plant that can potentially take us out of an oil crisis.
Yep, absolutely.
Great points, man. But, thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Just so
to stop the insanity
on,
with this
on these tasers, just getting back to that real quick.
Yeah.
More than 290 people have died since June 2001 after being struck by police tasers, according to human rights group Amnesty International. It was said in October that only 25 of those 290 people were armed, and none of them had firearms. So I don't know what those arms were. Did they have a big stick or, you know, they could have a knife or something like that. I don't think I have a problem with somebody who's armed holding the police off getting tased.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that, sure.
But I do have
a
problem
10%.
When somebody, when somebody says, excuse me, officer, I don't think that I have to comply with that. It seems like an unlawful order, and they zap them.
Yeah, it's messed up. 800-259-9231. If you're in favor of the war on drugs, in favor of this crazy amount of taser use that we have going on in society today, would love to hear from you. Would love to hear you defend the status quo, though it's very unlikely you're going to call in. We will take your calls. 800-259-9231. It really is time to end this madness known as the war on drugs. It's putting innocent people in prison, people that have never harmed another person in their entire lives, and we're all forced to pay for it. I mean, that's one of the worst parts. Beyond stealing years and years of these people's lives away from them, we're all being coerced into paying to keep them in these prison cells. And you
I don't want to pay.
Mike, or rather, Kevin in Minnesota was asking about, can we get can this be changed? Or maybe it was Frank. Anyway, one of our callers was asking about, you know, what's it going to take to actually change this? And I think that secession would go a long way to ending the war on drugs. I really do. And we've been discussing secession off and on throughout this week. If you'd like to comment on that, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231. Dave in Montana's got some comments on the drug situation. And still to come, the story about the police killing dogs. This is not an unusual story, believe it or not. It happens more often than you might think. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We're inviting you to help support the show if you like Free Talk Live by going out and getting some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. And not only will you see wonderful merchandise like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies and a variety of options, choices, and colors, you'll also find some free marketeer merchandise, original design by the Free Talk Live graphic artist, Johnson, who is also the store manager. Great products. And right now there's a special offer going on. I believe it is still in effect. If you purchase $75 or more in your shopping cart, and that includes the local $10 shipping charge. So the total is $75 or more. Johnson, our store manager, is going to throw in a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted DVD. So appropriate that we're talking about drugs tonight, and you can get Never Get Busted, which is a wonderful movie hosted by former law enforcement officer Barry Cooper. He switched sides. He's joined the good team, and he is fighting prohibition and doing a fine job of it. We've had him on the show a number of times. You're really going to enjoy this DVD, and you get it for free. It's a $20 value if you place a $75 or more order. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Limited time offer, because we only have so many of these to give away. So that's store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, what's on your mind?
Howdy. If you ended the war on drugs, you'd put half of the government employees out of business, man. Half of the middle class would be gone, and a third of the upper class would be gone from all the money that the taxes go to pay these people chasing it. Then there's another $1 trillion made off of it on the illegal side that feeds all covert action, government actions, the Contra-Iran affair, the invasion, fighting the Russians over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, because some of that money goes to the terror groups, allegedly, as well.
We used to buy big blocks of hash with smoke Russia to death on it with cross rifles from the Afghanis in 78. The police wouldn't get their federal money.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much illegal. Anybody, it's to the point now, if you're against the legalization of drugs, it shows that you're corrupt or you're very ignorant.
Yep, you're right. I mean, there's really no
in between. That's the truth. That's the downright truth. Because you know how many, all the private prison people that making billions off of the taxpayers' money. It's like a vein that they tapped into, like vampire bats that get on cattle and they just suck the blood out of the people. and in the name of good. Any Christian person would know the answer to this drug problem is to legalize it and give love to these people that they don't have to go on it and take the money and use it for good instead of feeding the evil that this corruption to the humanity, this cancer to humanity.
Dave, I have to say you nailed it again tonight, and thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. I have to agree 100% that if you are not in favor of the re-legalization of all drugs, you are, as Dave said, either ignorant, and that's okay. Ignorance can be cured with little information. That's all that takes, so that's solvable. Or you're corrupt. And, you know, that's just it. You're in one of those two categories.
Well,
you're profiting. I mean, being profiting from the war on drugs would be corrupt.
I can see people's fear in legalizing drugs like heroin and cocaine and that kind of thing because they're the hard drugs, as they're called. It may take a little while and a little education to see what our point is on that. But marijuana, easy. To see why that should be legalized.
Well, you know, the fact is heroin and cocaine and those other drugs, they're out there right now. They're out there right now. I could probably go out tonight if I asked around in enough places and knew enough people, I'd be able to find some of it. I know it's pretty big around here, as a matter of fact, both heroin and cocaine.
Sure.
So,
you know, the fact that they're out there makes it dangerous for everyone. Because they're out there, there are people in our community that are so thoroughly addicted to them that they're willing to do anything to get them. And that anything...
Including steal your car stereo, break into your home, steal from your business.
Put your throat while you're sleeping.
Sure.
My family is in risk. I don't do these drugs. They don't do these drugs. They're at risk because these drugs are illegal.
How many alcoholics are knocking over convenience stores in search of a six-pack?
Yeah, they're not.
It's just not happening.
Because it's so expensive.
Because it's legal. The prices have dropped. You've got regular marketplace competition going on. The quality control, as our caller earlier, I think Frank was pointing out, quality control would increase. So instead of having these batches of heroin or methamphetamine mixed up in somebody's bathtub by some unscrupulous black market drug dealer, they'd be manufactured in laboratory environments under full quality control. They'd be sold under brand name labels. And if there was some sort of impurity, which there is frequently in today's heroin and other street narcotics, that many of these impurities are what caused the overdoses. They're what caused the problem. The deaths by narcotics, which, by the way, are dramatically lower than deaths by prescription medication. Just thought I'd let you know that as an aside. But the fact is that legalizing or re-legalizing these drugs would clean them up, and that would result in a safer experience for those who are intending to use them, who, again, will use them regardless of their legal or illegal status. Statistics have shown, the studies have been done, that about 1% of Americans are willing to use hard drugs today. And about 1% would be willing to use them if they were re-legalized. So,
yeah, even when they were legal previously, it was about 1%. Now, it's difficult to know exactly what the numbers were back then, but that's what they suggested.
It's true. Let's continue with your phone calls. Angelo's on the line in Washington listening to KUSA. Hey, Angelo. Angelo.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, question on this taser deal.
Sure.
If an officer approaches you and makes a courteous request for something, if you don't have some reason to resist or hide it, I mean, what's the big yank? Why not submit to the request?
It depends on how ludicrous the request is.
Yeah, but, and why? And
well,
I guess the question
is, common sense says if a police officer comes up and says, you know, you just ran off the road, I'd like to look in your car, and you say, go to hell, you're not looking in my car. I mean, if you fell asleep at the wheel, go ahead, look in my car.
Well, I don't know what common sense tells you, but the Fourth Amendment tells me that I have the right to be secure in my person, my house, my papers, and my effects against unreasonable search and seizure. So if he says he wants to look through my car, I have to ask him, does he have probable cause?
Well, if he's asking the search,
he doesn't. If you just ran off the road, apparently he's got probable cause.
I don't think he does. He has probable cause. He has the ability to give me a ticket for careless driving. He doesn't have any cause to
search
my
car. Not at all.
I mean, where is the logical step between he just ran off the road and he's got a trunk full of PCP? I don't see it.
Well, But stop and think about it, you know.
I think that you're coming from the point of view that these police officers are somehow morally superior to you and I. And they are not.
No, they are citizens with badges.
That's all.
They're citizens with badges, and I understand that in every sector of every society, whatever social group, whether it be religious, whether it be real estate agents, whether it be car salesmen, whatever, there are unscrupulous individuals. I realize that, and we have, you know, we have to look out for that sort of thing. But if an individual comes up, makes a polite request for their suspicions, they're out there. You're talking about the from illegal drug use and whatnot and the things. They're out there to protect decent citizens. They're doing a job.
If I might, Angelo, I think you're like you've got some rose-colored glasses on when it comes to how the police behave. Have you seen any of these videos where these people are getting tased?
Oh yeah, I got a neighbor that's a cop, and I wanted to see what it was like. He's got a taser. He's a county sheriff, and I said, you know, he didn't hit me with the prongs, but they take off, and he set it against the center of my back to trip the trigger.
Yeah, you didn't answer my question, Angelo. Have you seen any of the video footage of these people being tased that we're talking about?
Yes, I have.
Okay, then
I'm sure you've seen
many of these police officers making completely unreasonable and outrageous requests, shouting at people, yelling at the top of their lungs, being very rude, very objectionable, and many of these people just asking for clarification to make sure they understood what they heard, and they're tased for their efforts. I mean, these cops are out of control.
You will be tased.
I'm sorry?
Lay down on the ground or you will be tased.
Now, that's a reasonable request, lay down on the ground?
No, that's not a reasonable request. That's a felony stop there. And
they do that plenty of times before they arrest people.
If you
want to
keep defending the cops, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.